This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and I'm thrilled to welcome this week arts correspondents Deanna Lampe and Lily Hope to talk about all the arts and entertainment happenings that's going on this weekend. And by request, we have some Blues Walk by Lou Donaldson behind us. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thanks for having us.
Deanna, what inspired Blues Walk? What?
I like jazz. I like Lou Donaldson. I like everything that was recorded before 1990. All right? Everything after that is, as the skit on Saturday Night Live used to say, if it isn't Scottish, it's crap. Well, everything after 1990, crap. Yeah, no,
like
I just
everything?
Like jazz. No, not everything. Oh. There's a lot of good stuff. I shouldn't blast anything after 1990. There are some good stuff, like Sharon Jones, the late, great Sharon Jones. I dig her. I was listening to her today. But, yeah, and it all actually started with the Jetsons. The Jetsons introduced me to jazz. Thank you.
Wow.
So, enough about me and my jazz.
Lily Hope, nice to see you.
Hey.
Hey.
Fun to be here. I'll launch right in with something that's coming up tonight. We've got family night pajama party at the Downtown Public Library, which I didn't have on my radar until just this moment.
Are you going?
And I said, well, me and my five kids and my husband better get our kids' pajamas on that they never wear.
That's right.
We'll put on some pajamas and go pretend we wear them at the pajama party at the Downtown Public Library.
Take them out of the package.
5:30 to 6:30 tonight. And it's crafts and music and a light supper. It's free and open to the public tonight.
At the Downtown Library?
Downtown Library, 5:30 to 6:30.
Ooh.
And then
right.
Take them home and put them to bed.
Do you have to bring kids to go?
Oh, it does say you got to have kids to be in the kids area.
All right.
You can borrow one.
Sort of a onesie adult.
Oh, yeah.
With
yes.
A hood, pajamas.
Fleecy yeah. With reindeers on it or
a
something.
A hooded onesie.
Mm-hmm. Or
maybe
clouds.
We should, next time we meet, we should all be wearing onesies.
I think that might be arrangeable. Well, I don't know
right.
About this one.
Maybe.
Maybe a sleeping bag onesie.
Fall asleep during the show.
I don't know. We snore.
Oh.
What else is going on?
What else
two?
Is happening?
What do you got?
Tomorrow night, Friday the 20th of December, we have Wushkina Dayi and SIAC, the December open mic, 7 to 10 p.m., Mendenhall Valley Public Library. Sign-ups start at 7, and the show starts at 7:30. This month's theme is For Change, For Cheer. What else
okay.
Is happening?
Well, there's a holiday light bus tour from 4:15 to 5:30, meeting at Twin Lakes parking lot. Tickets are $10, and children 1 and younger ride for free.
And that's on Saturday.
Is that on Saturday?
That's on Saturday.
That is on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Also on Saturday is the Solstice Saturday Market at the Jack, 11 to 3. A lot of artists are going to have some things there for you to buy. Last-minute gifts,
mm-hmm.
Like some woven earrings by Lily over here. And there's a woman from Haynes. I can't remember her name, but she makes clothing, and expensive clothing, and she will be there. And I can't remember. I read the list. And
I want to say Salt and Soil will be there. Panhandle
yeah.
Produce might be there. Lots
right.
Of like those savory edibles and jars of jam and
right.
People doing their last-minute shopping.
Deanna, will any of your work be there?
I might have a couple of pairs there.
Of earrings?
I might not sleep, but yes, I will have a couple pairs there. And we collaborate on some Dentilia earrings as well.
We brag that they are the biggest Dentilia earrings in Southeast.
They are. They
how
are.
Would you describe
and does
Dentilia?
Your significant other have a pair of Dentilia earrings yet?
Not we might yet. Have
there
fix
you
that.
Go.
How would you describe Dentilia?
Well, they are a conical-shaped what do you call those? Crustacean guys? They're kind of like the China hat or whatever those are called. The limpets, right?
Mm-hmm.
The limpets. They usually have a little squishy guy inside, kind of like a snail. But these guys are kind of like the half the length of your pen that you're holding. They're 4 or 5 inches long. So, of course, the squishy guy is no longer living inside of him. And we
tell them how they're harvested.
We wire them up and put some beads with them, usually trade beads and things.
Tell him how they're harvested.
Yes, we'll have to get to that, how they're harvested.
Okay. How are they harvested?
Well, there's two ways. One way, there's ethnographic proof that there are these contraptions that look kind of like a basket with two sides and some sort of lever that you can lower down into the water and basically scoop these dentilia shells out of the sand. Clinkett, Haida, Simshian were pretty brilliant engineers this way to scoop these little shells out. Who was down there finding the shells in the first place and then said, hey, I need a little grabby thing, kind of looks like a front loader or whatever that can grab these shells? But the other way is a little more creepy.
Yeah, that's not the story I heard. Go ahead.
The other story is that when a slave would die, or maybe there'd be a slave that was sacrificed for the purpose.
Or somebody's mother-in-law.
Go on.
Go on.
We would lower, or maybe it was the Haidas who originally did it. They'd take their slave dead cadaver and lower it down into the ocean and leave it there for a few weeks. The dentilia would flock to this being and implant themselves. And
Go on.
And then we'd raise them up and harvest the dentilia shells off of this amazing carcass.
That's the story I like to tell.
Yes. So come get your dentilia shell earrings.
And you don't have your earphones on, but the timing, your second recommendation for music, Sleigh Ride, came on right in the middle of that story.
Really?
Yeah.
Fabulous.
All right. That's awesome. Excuse me. What else is happening?
Well, it's also happening tonight at the Juneau Holiday Village from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Alaska T-shirt Company down on South Franklin. The village has extended hours, and the Holiday Village is open tonight. And then through the month of December, Saturday 11 to 5, and on Sundays, also 11 to 5. And this is the Juneau Holiday Village, if you've never been, is like this construction of all the little tiny houses and people and ice skating and like the miniatures. And there's hundreds of them. And it's a visual delight for small and taller people alike. They are taking donations at the door, and it benefits the Alaska Food Banks and Aware Shelter and what's the last one? The Glory Hall. So go check out the Juneau Holiday Village tonight between 4 and 9, Saturday 11 to 6, and Sunday 11 to 5 this weekend.
Okay. Deanna, what's next on your list?
Hey, there is the Alaska Positive Student Workshop Saturday, 1 to 3, at the museum. Professional photographer Ben Huff will lead a free workshop for middle and high school students on how to think about telling stories through images and how to make images of everyday life more compelling. They need to have a smartphone. They will have a few on hand, but you need to register. And you could do that at 465-2901.
This is for 6th to 8th grade?
Or? It says middle and high school students. Middle starts at 6th grade these days. Yeah.
That's the Alaska State Museum.
At the Alaska, yes, indeed.
Okay, you two, we're just about out of time for today, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, I could almost hear them out there saying, oh.
Something else, please.
Oh, give them 2 more minutes. All right. Hey, happy holidays.
Happy holidays
Thanks
to you,
Thanks for Deanna. Having us here. Yeah.
Thanks for being here, Deanna Lampe, Lily Hope.
Thank you.
Another place I like to go see events is at the jahc.org.
That's right.
The community calendar.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That they share with us. Mm-hmm. You can see it at ktoo.org as well. Thank you both so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And we want to thank all of you for listening. And our theme music is by Indie.